Good morning to you all. It's good to see you at Grace Bible Church. Today is a special day because 66 years ago, the first service of Grace Bible Church was held out at Pace. And that young lady right over there was there helping. And we're glad that she's able to be with us today. And we are thankful to God for 66 years. We celebrate our church anniversary on the last Sunday of the month. That way everybody gets back from summer vacations and trips and can be here for that. But today marks the 66th anniversary of the church. I remember a passage that Dr. Hobbs used to emphasize a great deal in his ministry. And it's in our psalm that we are going through in our walk through this particular passage of Scripture and our calls to worship. In verses 4 and 5, it says, "Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day." And I remember Dr. Hobbs used to have a session that he did with the teachers entitled, "Show me, teach me, lead me." Show me, teach me, lead me. You know, I think it's important for us to understand that sometimes we have to be shown things. It's one thing to tell somebody how to do something, but when you show them, it's like on the phone with somebody trying to direct them to a certain place. I had a lady that called and said, "Where in the world is Gospel Projects?" Said, I'm down here in Milton and I can't find Highway 89. And I said, "All right." So she's driving along on her phone and I'm trying to steer her on to get her up here to the 89 bypass and come north. That's not easy. Especially when somebody on the other end doesn't know Milton. And they're trying to figure out, you know, where we're at and so forth. But it's a whole lot easier when you're in the car with them, right? And said, "All right, turn here, go straight." It's a whole lot easier than to talk to somebody on the phone. So sometimes we have to have God show us. Because in our slowness, in our ineptitude that we have many times, that we just can't figure it out, God has to show us. I was talking yesterday and remarking about how God has showed us so many things over the years, things that we couldn't have learned any other way than the way that God showed us how to learn them. And then there is teach me. Show me, teach me. That means when you get alone with the Lord and just let His Word penetrate into your heart where He teaches you. You know, to be taught, you have to listen. That's a hard thing in these days. People don't want to listen because they think they've got it all figured out. And yet they prove every day that they don't have it figured out. God wants us to sit at His feet and what? Learn. That means that we have to be taught. And so you've got to set aside time in your life every day where you can get alone with God and let Him teach you. That means you got to put down your electronics, you got to put down all the other things that distract and get alone with Him and let Him teach you. And then there's that final one. In verse 5 it says, "Lead me in thy truth." Lead me. You got to be willing to follow Him. In order for someone to lead you, you have to follow them. You ever watched a child following their parent and kind of walk away? We've seen that many times. I was at during my week of camp, I was at the door, and there was a lady that was coming in with two of her older children, and then there a little one that was going over to the Learning Center. The little one was following. So I held open the door, and Mom went through, and the other two kids went through, and I stood there, and there was a little child standing out on the sidewalk looking at me. And he didn't know whether he wanted to come by me or not. Yeah, that old geezer holding the door up there, what's he doing there? And so Mama looked back. "Where's he at?" I said, "He's out here, but he's deciding whether he's going to come in or not." Okay? And she came back and she motioned for him and he came up the stairs and went by me, but he was looking at me the whole time because he didn't know who I was. You know? Well, you know what? When it comes to the Lord, you've got to keep your eyes on Him. You see, He took His eyes off Mama and He was watching me. And He didn't know whether He wanted to come inside that gym with that guy that was holding the door. And you've got to get your eyes off this world because the world stands at the door. And you get your eyes on the world and you start looking at the world and you get your eyes off the Lord and you stop following Him. That's a problem. That's a problem. What are the three phrases there? Show me, teach me, lead me. I can't think of any better way to begin our worship service, amen, with that kind of an attitude. Lord, show me. Lord, teach me. Lead me, Father. Now that means you got to have a will that wants all three of those things. You got to have a will that desires that. I pray that you'll have that kind of desire this morning as we gather around His precious Word.